This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The Election Commission of India yesterday announced the poll schedule for the general elections to the 18th Lok Sabha and the 11th State Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh. Simultaneous elections in Arunachal Pradesh for the State Assembly and Lok Sabha will be held in a single phase on April 19th, and counting of votes will take place on the 4th of June. The date of issue of notification is on the 20th of this month. The last date for filing nominations is on the 27th of this month, while the date of scrutiny of nominations will be held on the 28th of this month. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is on the 30th of this month. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Pawan Kumar Sen said that the total number of electors in Arunachal Pradesh as on 5th January this year is 8,82,816, which includes 4,33,760 males and 4,49,050 females. There will be 2,226 polling stations spread over the entire state. Polling station number 18, Lumuthang, under Mukto constituency, is the highest polling station, located at an altitude of about 13,383 feet. All necessary arrangements to conduct the elections have already been completed in the state. Manipur and Tripura will go to polls in two phases, while the Lok Sabha elections in Assam will be held in three phases. Manipur and Tripura have two Lok Sabha seats each. Outer Manipur constituency will have elections on 2 days, as announced by the Election Commission of India yesterday. This was done taking into consideration the ongoing violence in the state of Manipur. While Inner Manipur constituency will be voting on the April 19th, and Outer Manipur constituency will vote on 2 days, April 19th and 26th, respectively. The districts of Chulakchandpur and Chandel are part of the first phase polling. Meanwhile, Assam, which has 14 Lok Sabha seats, will go to Lok Sabha polls in three phases. The polling will be held on April 19th, 26th and May 7th. In Meghalaya and Nagaland, the elections to the 18th Lok Sabha will be held in a single phase. The voting will be held on the 19th of April and counting of votes will be on 4th of June. Meghalaya has two Lok Sabha seats with a total of 22,17,100 voters in both Shillong Lok Sabha constituency and Tura Lok Sabha constituency. Nagaland has only one Lok Sabha seat. The 32-member Sikkim Legislative Assembly will go to polls in a single phase along with the Lok Sabha elections on 19th of April. The ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha is currently controlling 19 assembly constituencies and the Lok Sabha seat. The Bharatiya Janata Party is in alliance with the SKN. The Sikkim Democratic Front, which was in power for 25 years till its defeat in 2019, has only one MLA at present. Sikkim is likely to witness a triangular contest between the SKN, SDF and the newly formed Citizen Action Party. Former IAS officer Navneet Kumar Sehgal yesterday took charge as new Prasar Bharati chairman. Sehgal is a 1988 batch retired bureaucrat of UP cadre. He is a successor of Asurya Prakash, who completed his term as chairman in 2020. Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu appointed him after the selection committee for chairman, as Prasar Bharati, headed by Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, cleared his name. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has approved the extension of resettlement facilities to cadets who are invalidated from military training on medical grounds during military training. The ministry said every year young cadets as military academies undergo academic and military training with the prime objective of being commissioned as officers in the armed forces. In a historic milestone of India's agricultural sector, India's first integrated oil palm processing unit by 3F Oil Palm, one of India's largest oil palm development companies, has started its commercial operations. The factory is situated at Roing in Lower Dibang Valley in Arunachal Pradesh, carries forward Mission Palm Oil, representing a pivotal step in India's journey towards self-reliance in edible oils, catalyzed by the National Mission on Edible Oils, Oil Palm. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.